$10,243, oh, I'm sorry, $10,242, ETSJR LLC, north of Route 9, 463 feet east of Nassau Commons Boulevard. A variance from the maximum height requirement for a billboard.
Name and address.
Ed Slytek, 5 Comfort Court, over here with Beach Dauber.
And do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, may I proceed?
Yes, you may, sir.
Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant. The hour's late. Green Bay's leading 10 to 3.
I'll move this along. What I'm handing to you, Mr. Rickard, is a copy of the board's decision in the prior case on this application. Members of that group, he dealt with this billboard in February of this year. He granted a special exception for the billboard and 5 variances, yard variances for the construction of the billboard.
This application really is a continuation of that one because inadvertently a 6th variance request was omitted from that application. That application, the 6th variance application, would have been for a height variance. Ed, if you could come forward and explain briefly to the Board of Adjustment why you need the height variance.
I'm very concerned, and my insurance agent is also very concerned about a safety issue. The bottom of the board is probably less than 10 feet high, and also vandalism in that area is, in my opinion, is pretty ripe for vandalism, but it's also a safety issue. It's what I would really like to do, to avoid. And I also have...
Let me hand up these photos that Ed has taken. The real issue, gentlemen, is safety and insurability. You know where this property is, on the north side of Route 9. It's in an area that is zoned C1. You found, as a matter of fact, in your decision in the earlier case, that there would be no adverse impact on neighboring uses or neighboring or surrounding properties. No one appeared in opposition. I had Ed prepare something that, you remember your high school science class, a line of sight drawing, which I can't explain because I flunked science. But I'm going to give these, but what it shows is that it's the old black box theory that the additional 24 feet height will have no impact on people's views, their life, or anything else. And that's the application. This is in the name of safety to prevent vandalism. We ask that you effectively amend your decision that you made on February 25th this year by adding a 6th variance permitting additional height of 24 feet. We'd be glad to answer any questions that you have.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
It's
approximately 10 feet.
Less than 10 feet from the bottom. I cannot dunk a ball, but I can get close to this.
I was going to wonder if any of us could dunk there.
But on the back of a pickup, it's certainly climbable.
It is.
Yeah, I went down and looked at it, and it is dangerous.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Miller? And I as well was down in that area, so a safety factor is a concern.
Yes.
I could say that very much.
And I climbed right up on it. I didn't.
No, I get near it.
I saw the letters BR. I didn't know what that was.
He had a large ladder.
Yeah, it's close to BS.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Okay. All righty. Any further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I
Okay, again. Okay, again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think our additional or original findings apply to the additional request. I make a motion we approve case number 10,242.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,242. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes.
Case number 10,243.